This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. In the final days of the presidential campaign, President Donald Trump and Democratic rival Joe Biden are both appealing for voters to turn out in person on Election Day next Tuesday. In Tampa, Trump touted the country's economic recovery and called on voters to turn out in force next week.
This election is a choice between my plan to deliver historic prosperity, another major tax cut to go along with the biggest tax cut in the history of our country, and record job growth.
Across the state at a drive-in rally, Biden blasted Trump's handling of the coronavirus pandemic, saying the president has given up on fighting the virus.
Millions of people out there are out of work, on the edge, can't see the light at the end of the tunnel, and Donald Trump has given up. Over the weekend, his White House chief of staff said, and I quote, "We're not going to control this pandemic."
Nationwide, estimates of nearly 79 million Americans have already voted either by absentee or by mail. The Wisconsin Republican Party says hackers stole millions of dollars from a campaign account. AP correspondent Jennifer King reports.
The head of Wisconsin's Republican Party, Andrew Hitt, says that after noticing suspicious activity, they contacted the FBI and that hackers stole $2.3 million from an account being used to help reelect President Trump. Hitt says hackers manipulated invoices from vendors who were being paid for direct mail and pro-Trump campaign materials such as hats to be handed out to supporters. Documents were altered so that when the party paid for the services, the money went to the hackers instead of the vendors. Hitt says he wasn't aware of any other state GOP being targeted, but they've been warned since this summer to be on the lookout for cyber attacks. I'm Jennifer King.
This is VOA News. French President Emmanuel Macron has put his country on its highest level of security and promised to deploy thousands of troops to protect churches and other houses of worship after three people were stabbed to death in an apparent terrorist attack in Nice. We get more from Reuters' Olivia Chan.
The attacker, who was described as wielding a knife and shouting Allahu Akbar, was quickly detained after being shot by police. Several other people were injured. The French anti-terrorist prosecutor's department said it had been asked to investigate the attack. Nice's mayor, Christian Estrosi, said one of the victims was believed to be the warden at the Notre Dame church and added they were killed in, quote, a horrible way. Estrosi added that the attack has similarities to the killing of Samuel Paty, a French teacher beheaded earlier this month in a Paris suburb by a man of Chechen origin. The attacker had said he wanted to punish Paty for showing pupils cartoons of the Prophet Muhammad in a civics lesson.
That's Reuters' Olivia Chan. India has become the second country to pass 8 million coronavirus infections, according to figures on Thursday. Cases have dipped from the peak in September, but as Reuters' Adam Reed reports, officials are warning it could get worse.
India is the world's second most populous nation and also has the second highest tally of infections after the United States. Cases in India have dipped sharply from September's peak, but experts warn the current festival season, which traditionally means celebrations all around the country, could bring about another spike. The death toll has been low relative to infections. According to health ministry figures, the total number of people who've died from the disease is now over 120,000.
That's Reuters' Adam Reed. The number of Americans applying for unemployment benefits has fallen to its lowest level in 7 months, but the coronavirus is still forcing many employers to cut jobs. AP's Mike Hempen reports.
751,000 Americans applied for unemployment aid last week. The Labor Department says that's a drop of 40,000 from the previous week, but it's still historically high and underscores that a full recovery from the pandemic recession remains far off. The government also says the economy expanded at a record 33% annual rate in the third quarter. That's a sharp rebound from the spring when the economy shrank at a 31% annual rate. But the increase recovers only about two-thirds of what was lost to the pandemic. Mike Hemp in Washington.
Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.